Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
Sent to Serve. Across the nation, children are back in 1,900 Lutheran schools serving students in early childhood through high school. Whether in person or through remote learning, students are thriving in programs of excellence in safe, caring Christian environments taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. That's lcms.org/schools.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Well, there's a recent survey from the Pew Research Center that has some bad news for teens who are losing their faith. A couple items here. First of all, that they're losing their faith is bad news at all. More and more of them are, and they are joining the unaffiliated younger and younger. Does it go along with the disintegration of the family? We're going to be talking about this new Pew survey on teens and their faith. Tim Gagelein joins us. He's Vice President of Governmental and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush, and he's author of a recent column for the Daily Signal titled, America's Teenagers Are Losing Their Religion. Tim, welcome back.
It's a real pleasure to be with you.
What does this recent survey from Pew Research Center tell us about teenagers and their faith?
Well, it gives us a few nuggets of hope amid the pages and pages of data, but what it says is that America's teenagers appear to be losing their faith. It's a very sobering study, and it's one that has been discussed across the last decade. But I think, Todd, that the Pew Research Center most recent data is the one that we should particularly pay attention to.
What are some of the likely reasons for the trend where young people are departing the faith?
Well, one of the things that Pew says definitively is that teenagers in 21st century America are growing up in a society and a culture that is increasingly hostile to faith, and especially regarding faith-based values. And the survey finds that, in fact, there is a kind of social cost of being identified as religious amongst one's peers. This social cost seems to be getting higher day by day, unfortunately.
Are churches partly to blame for this?
I believe that they are. I think that many churches, and Pew's numbers, I think, through the data confirm this, many churches tend to focus, Todd, on the older end of their membership spectrum. And what happens is that they leave those who are younger to essentially very often fend for themselves. And when there is not a support system or a sense of community among one's young peers, teenagers and young adults essentially tend to drift elsewhere and sometimes away from the church altogether. And I'm sorry to say, but the Pew numbers show that many of these teens and young adults who tend away from their faith drift in that direction, many of them never come back.
Is this trend away from the faith also related to the disintegration of the family?
It absolutely is. And in fact, I think that if the question is why are America's teenagers losing their faith most immediately, in other words, what is the immediate cause beyond what's going on in their communities, what's going on in their own churches and parishes, what's going on in their schools, universities, etc., I think that the number one thing that the Pew survey underlines is that what is going on at home is the most important determining factor about whether they will remain inside the faith, whether their religion will remain central, or whether this kind of soft drift that we've been seeing will continue to be the trend. And the Pew numbers, I think, are fascinating in the following, that if a young person comes from an intact home, where mom and dad remain married. If a young person especially is in a home where the father is a regular participant and attendee in worship services and in the church or parish, overwhelmingly the data set shows that children from those intact families are the ones who remain intact to their faith as well.
You had mentioned that there is a little bit of good news in the Pew Research Survey. What is it?
Well, I think that this report offers a wonderful glimmer of encouragement because it indicates that those teens who do live with faithful parents, for the most part, continue not only to identify with their parents' faith and attend church with them, but particularly in evangelical families, in families where you and I might euphemistically say it's a more conservative Christianity, a more biblical Christianity, these families tend to be a tighter-knit circle. They tend to remain intact with mother and father throughout a young person's childhood and teen years, and these intact families tend to root their teens in a life of faith going forward for most of the rest of their lives. I mean, I think that that is not just a glimmer of hope in the short term, but I think it speaks well to the centrality of faith and religion in the United States of America going forward.
It's indicated there in that research that teenagers aged 13 to 17 or more and more joining the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated. Why is that trend especially alarming?
Well, I'm so glad that you ask about this because, you know, it's not just a negation. You know, it's not just a sense that, oh my gosh, we look at these numbers and are concerned. But I think if we really study this particular part of the Pew numbers, we can ask ourselves good questions about how to do it better in our own churches and in our own communities. Because perhaps the most alarming statistic, as you say, and the one that I think that shows the most pernicious influence of our increasingly secularized culture, is that one-third of 13 to 17-year-olds profess to be essentially religious nuns, N-O-N-E-S, none, no religion. And in the past, this sort of drift, Todd, happened after teenagers left the home and entered secular universities, where they either embraced faith or would drift away as they faced temptations, or if their faith, you know, came under withering attack. So this trend in religious nuns, I think, mirrors the rising number of adults who essentially profess no religious faith. So what begins in the teen years often carries over into adulthood, and we have to focus like a laser beam as men and women of faith to realize the reality and the implications of what this means for the next generation of Americans.
What do you make of the attempts by some liberal churches to adopt social justice causes in order to attract younger people?
Well, you know, I think that this is really very thin ice. Because without absolute truth as an anchor to fortify one's faith, in other words, if we drift into, you know, what often appear to be popular topical theories about cultural trends in any given time, if we begin to do that absent absolute truth as that anchor, essentially what happens, Todd, is that the church becomes nothing more than, you know, just another philanthropic group or a social club of like-minded, you know, adherents, but without what you and I would say is a compelling reason to be a member. And sadly, many are calling for the church to repeat this mistake and essentially forsake truth, all in the quest, they say, to reach younger generations. But these voices are recommending that the church embrace what I would say are a bevy of trendy social issues and concerns to entice young churchgoers that over time just doesn't work.
Finally, what is the overall takeaway from the latest Pew data?
I think the overall takeaway is the following, that without absolute truth, which is the one thing that differentiates the church from every other secular organization, is that if we continue to see teens and adults continue to drift away from religious faith based, you know, not in absolute truth and orthodoxy, but rooted in secular trends, then I think that we are going to continue to see probably these very disturbing numbers of teens without faith continue to increase. I mean, the bottom line, Todd, is that without strong families and involved parents, teenagers will look elsewhere for direction in their lives. That's just a fact. And very often to a world and culture that wants to give them all the wrong guidance. It just seems to me that anybody who wants this generation is going to get them. And it seems to me that in the church, we have the most beautiful thing of all to offer, the gospel of Jesus Christ, objective truth. And I believe that if we want America's teenagers to start gaining back their faith, perhaps it's time we start here through biblical teaching and faithful families.
Tim Gagelein is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush, and he's author of a recent column for the Daily Signal titled America's Teenagers Are Losing Their Religion. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Tim, thank you.
Such a pleasure, Todd. Be of good cheer.
Here's a way that you can help your children be sustained in the Christian faith. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod operates more than 750 elementary schools with approximately 113,000 students. Learn more at lcms.org/schools, lcms.org/schools. Issues Etc. Reformation Week continues tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Jeremy Lamont about his journey from Mormonism. What is it like to grow up believing that Jesus is the offspring of a father God and a mother God on a distant planet surrounding a distant star, and then be introduced to Christianity through Lutheranism? We'll also discuss media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly, and we'll respond to your email and the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Have you considered homeschooling your children, but wondered if you have the time or the expertise? If you live in the St. Louis Metro East, check out St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. We offer a classical Lutheran education for children pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. St. Paul Lutheran School is located just off of Interstate 55 in Hamel. Learn more at school.stpaulhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. school.stpaulhamel.org.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.